We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I left you hanging. What are you saying?
What's new?
Oh, please.
I'm good now.
The Mia call.
So we're all convinced. I shouldn't. This is what I
did. Yeah, I was, boy, guns blazing. Slow down, fella.
So, should I play it again, Evan? What do you think?
Yes, because I think people are curious as to what we're talking about.
You asked him what he thought.
But why this? Why so snide? Why does he? And I'm not. I don't even.
I think you took it as snide. Sometimes Evan is Evan. That's the beautiful part about him.
What if someone just airdropped into our show?
Or got into lunch? Or went back in? Play it, Steiner.
This is Jed York talking about, hey, Brock Purdy's the best quarterback of all time, and we'll pay him whatever.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback good is problem. One of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes
unless
into
he stinks.
It. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like, they're the ones that will figure out the details of it.
Yay!
And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
But kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market is just, it's changed. And I, like, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
If Kyle Shanahan believes it. I just thought
this
of something.
This is a big deal.
I just thought of something else. That my main thrust of this conversation is all I'm saying, I'm not convinced that Purdy is
Kyle's guy.
Correct.
Yep.
I'm not convinced.
He might be,
but I'm certain. But we've got a long, long way to go before Brock Purdy signs a contract for $45 million. And here's a couple things I'd say to that. To me, if you sign him to a big contract, let's say $45 million, which makes him a top five quarterback, yeah. My question would be, is he a top five quarterback? I get it. He gets the quarterback, the Niners, who are loaded. But do you really think Purdy is in the class of a Lamar Jackson, a Burrow, a Herbert, a Mahomes?
I would say to you, my friend, and I mean this, right now, I think he's knocking at that door with the system he's in. Right. This is a very important season for me.
And I would
you
say
would
this.
Be a hater, okay. Because you're focused and you're asking yourself things that are not the game. Watching this man play and the clip that they win and the stages that he's been in, the two times he's been under helm at center, Steiny, the answer would be yes, but I know what you're doing, and I'm not mad at it. You're saying, what if you take something away? What if you take something away? But he doesn't get that money before you do that.
415, Steins, I can't believe you brought up Purdy's draft status as a reason why they shouldn't pay him. That's absolutely irrelevant at this point. Now, the reason I brought it up, this is what I meant by bringing up the seventh round pick, Brock Purdy. And the fact that when we talk a lot about Kyle Shanahan, we sometimes bring up the word arrogance. The reason I brought up the fact that Purdy was a seventh round pick is because, yes, I do believe there's a part of Kyle Shanahan that thinks, hey, I got Brock Purdy in the seventh round and we still kicked ass. So don't think for a minute that I can't find somebody in the draft this year, 1 through 7, who I can get to kick ass in 2 or 3 years. The other question I would ask is, and this could speak to how long a year is, but it was just 1 year ago, I believe, that Kyle Shanahan told Brock Purdy, hey, listen, you're my guy. Unless we can get Tom Brady to come out of retirement.
Totally.
All these are indicators that, to me, suggest it's not just a done deal that Brock Purdy is the man here.
And how many people do you think feel that way? I think a lot of people do.
I think everybody feels that. I think most people feel like Brock Purdy is the man, pay the man, and we'll move on with Brock Purdy as a top five quarterback for the next 5 years.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you feel that way, he's not going to get his chicken before week one of this upcoming season.
That's right.
So there's a lot on the table and at stake for him, the organization.
Right. And that's why, to me, it's totally premature to talk about Purdy as a top five paid quarterback or even to be throwing around $40 million, which Jed York has thrown around.
I want to run something by you. It's something you said earlier, and Jimmy doesn't need me to defend him, and Kyle doesn't either, Stoney, but I do, this is how I feel in my heart. I do feel like he married Jimmy Garoppolo. And a big part of why they went and got Trey Lance is Jimmy couldn't stay healthy. I feel like we got to say he put the ring on the finger of Jimmy for the 2 hours that he had the highest contract. It was 5 years. He played here 5 years. Stoney, that's a marriage. Now, they got divorced, but I feel like Jimmy was a big part of why they got divorced because there was too many times, for whatever reason, he was hampered.
Yeah, I think that they used Jimmy Garoppolo's injuries as a reason why they came off him, when the reality is, I just don't think Kyle liked him. I think, to me, when I look back at that trade, I think that was a John Lynch trade. They were looking for a quarterback. He wanted Cousins. They didn't get Cousins. John Lynch said, look, there's a guy in New England who hasn't been playing because he's playing behind Tom Brady. I think he's pretty good. I think we should go out and take a shot at him. And Kyle said, let's do it. They brought him in. He went 5-0 at the end of a terrible year. I think that's when they paid him.
Beat Jacksonville, who made the playoffs.
They might have. You also have to throw into the equation that maybe one of the reasons they paid Garoppolo is because they had to. Well, they literally had no one else.
It was chicken, you know what, under center for the Niners.
Right. Jerry's in Alum Rock. Hey, Jerry, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, dudes?
Hey.
How you guys going?
Doing well.
I think Brock Purdy is faster than Trey Lance, faster decisions, and I think he deserves whatever the average is for quarterbacks. I mean, you talk about Joe Burrow and stuff like that. Like, those guys are kind of one in a millions, you know? And, you know, but, I mean, Brock Purdy, in his own way, is one in a million. And yeah, I think he's whatever money him and his agent and the 49ers. I mean, because, you know, California tax bracket is a little different.
No, I got you, Jerry. I got you. But Jerry said, you know, pay him the average salary. Yeah. What's that?
One more thing is I don't think like our team needs a big play guy, you know, like wide receivers. Like, I don't know if Justin Jefferson is still out there. I mean, that would be like amazing. But I think you said before that Kyle Shanahan wants time of possession. Like he doesn't need big plays. He just, you know.
Well, I mean,
defense on the sidelines, like resting up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, appreciate it, Jared. No, I mean, that's the other thing.
Well, maybe you do need that guy that you think you don't need, and you might have a chip. I'll leave that there.
What do you mean?
You talking about they don't need the deep threat?
No, oh, I didn't. I think I read it to mean you don't need a quarterback like a Mahomes or something like that.
Well, you always need a Mahomes. Now, had our guy got a Super Bowl victory, Stoney, Kyle already, I would say maybe you don't. But the right on the table is if we get down here four more years from now, and who would say, hey, maybe if you had, you know, the guy back there, you might have one. And that's why I was not grading on a curve. I really thought Brock Purdy was not the reason they lost the game. Was he perfect? Hell no. The O-line, but he held up. And that first drive, if the coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, Spagnuolo, was being real about, you know, they had to change stuff on the fly.
Let me throw this at you.
It's one drive, but, you know.
So, do you really think, from what we've seen of Brock Purdy in the postseason, he's a $45 million
contract? No, I don't. I do not.
All right. Well, that's, you know, that's what this year is going to dictate, I think. All I'm saying is, when you talk about, and I'll just say it, who are the top? Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Hurts. I don't think Purdy's in that class.
But he doesn't have to be.
Well, yes, he does, to make $45 to $50 million. That's what I'm saying.
What
I'm
about
not paying
my team success? What a like quick. Right. I hear you. Quit comparing me to those guys. I'm winning.
But you
12
want those,
games a year.
Right,
I've
but
got
you want
to
you want
two NFC championship
but you
games
want
and a
their
Super Bowl.
Money. You want their money,
or is it the market's money?
Okay, you want.
Because let's be honest.
Okay,
all right. Now,
is he a top?
Is he in the same class as Jalen Hurts?
Like, I'm ready to say he is.
Okay.
Now, I'm just like, I'm down on Hurts, but don't hate the player, hate the game.
Here's the other thing.
Can I go to see, real quick,
you
six
can
and
do
seven.
This and make a mistake.
Okay, Kyler
the
Murray
may have made a
million.
Right.
You think they made a mistake?
Yes.
I don't, but
okay.
I could see somebody.
I think the Eagles made a mistake.
Deshaun Watson, 40. Like, now we're getting to where you could put Purdy in there and it's nothing.
Right, but you do realize we're talking about teams that don't win it. Like, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Like,
well, Justin Herbert hadn't got a playoff win.
Exactly.
But I still would give him that bread because that's how great I feel like he is or going to be. It's all on what you want. If team success means something, he's up there. And if he duplicates that again and has a good year, and
do you think quarterback's the most important position on the Niners, on the 49ers?
That's a great question.
I don't.
I'm going to say no.
I don't either. Not
and maybe
Kyle
that's
Shanahan.
Why they haven't won. I don't know. Like, do you want to keep getting close? Jim Kelly, they kept losing, but they had the dude at the quarterback position, so that was different. They were going up against Joe Montana, Troy Aikman. They were going up against great teams. I don't know about what we're talking about, a discounted quarterback, if you want to call it that, but yet you can't get it done.
I know you're going to think I'm crazy.
Because Kyle would be a genius had he won with Jimmy and then followed that up this year with this dude would be – it would be him. He would be him.
I mean,
like never before.
I actually think that Kyle Shanahan, it's within the realm of possibility that they could win a Super Bowl with Purdy. And on some level
– oh, boy.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Wow. That's how you feel.
I
know where you're going.
I believe that there'd be a possibility that the 49ers could win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan feels the gorilla off his back to such an extent that he is emboldened to say, we're not paying Brock $50 million.
And you're going to laugh.
I don't
know if he's asking for that. I hear you.
The idea that Purdy's going to win a Super Bowl and say I'll come for 27, like I think that's a joke too. Like if he wins a Super Bowl, he's going to want to get paid,
and he should
by the Niners.
Yes.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'm not convinced that Shanahan's a rubber stamper like that.
And I got to be careful.
That's all I'm saying.
I would not want to play for a guy like that if that were to happen, where the quarterback, Brock Purdy, wins the Super Bowl, and then for whatever reason, I can't get my chicken. That's when you say it's not about the market. Like Jed told us, to him, it's about the market. Right or wrong, it's about the market.
But why did he use the market using the top five, like the top quarterback?
I think it starts there, right?
Why?
Because you reset it when somebody surpasses.
No, but I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, from all the information we know right now, have you determined that Brock's a top five quarterback?
No, it's still in the air.
It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. It does not have to be a red tail. It does not have to be a red tag sale at Friedman's Appliance for you to get out there.
There you go. That was the name I was hoping the Commanders used, anybody the Washington Red Tails.
Yeah, anybody looking for a party or a place to go, looking to have some fun, maybe have a drink, listen to music.
I got my hand up.
Friedman's Appliance.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Fact.
That's crazy.
Those are facts.
Dude, it was popping. But no DJ.
What?
Well, you couldn't have heard Evan and Grandy if you had a DJ. You can't have a party with no music.
I guess this is... That's me. I'll just let it go.
No, you have to say
it. How do you know it was popping? You weren't there.
Evan told me in the break room, other people that were there.
You can't relate a secondhand story like you were there. That's all.
You need to read my bio. I know what popping is.
I know you know what popping is.
Energy is action. Norm's couple Saturdays
Don't
ago
talk
was
talk about it. Be about it. And you weren't about goodness. It. I went and saw Grandy and Evan
only
at
for the
Friedman's
free beer.
Appliance.
Don't act like you wanted to see them. I figured
they had
out.
Food, too.
What kind?
Everything. They had now, barbecue. They had chicken.
Evan, is this
they had
true?
Tri-tip.
They had just about
they
everything
had,
on the
they
menu.
They had pasta.
Some French toast casserole.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Sorry. You missed it.
Caviar?
Yeah, no, you're too busy.
Champagne?
Yeah, you're too busy. Let's go to Telmo.
Your boy's a little jelly.
He should be. It was a rocking time.
They had that too.
You know what it was? You know what Saturday was at Friedman's?
Before.
It was a banger. It was. What's up, Telmo? How you doing, buddy? Long time no
Telmo.
Talk.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys been?
Hanging in, baby.
So I was just calling because, Steiny, I know with you it's funny. It's hard to tell how much of it, of what you're saying is running material and how much you really are saying it with your actual chest. But in terms of you saying and asking Guru, based on playoff performance, if you thought that if you thought that Purdy was worth getting a contract, which would be in the top five or whatever, well, if we're asking that question, how, based on Dak Prescott's recent playoff performance, Aaron Rodgers' recent playoff performance, and some other quarterbacks that have faltered, top quarterbacks that faltered in playoff games, how do you justify them getting that money and then not giving Brock? Brock's played two seasons in the NFL. He went to a conference championship, got hurt, had an injury, came back from that injury in the same year, went to the play to the Super Bowl, and was really one defensive fourth down play stop away from being a Super Bowl champion. So if we're looking at that, and you just take the 49ers out of the equation, take Shanahan, take Purdy, take his draft status out of the equation, and you say, player X that played 2 years in the NFL, rookie and a sophomore, that achieved this many wins, his numbers, his playoff performances, and then when he comes up for out of his rookie contract, are you going to pay him or not? The question is yes, because would be insane.
So you use two quarterbacks, Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers. I would sit here today and say, yeah, the Cowboys probably shouldn't have paid Dak whatever they paid him. And don't you dare put Brock Purdy and Aaron Rodgers class at this point.
But for the money that Aaron Rodgers is getting, or he was getting in Green Bay versus what the performances he put out in the Super Bowl, you think that was a good value, a good ROI on the investment?
I mean, I'm not sure what you're asking. Do
he only
one more
won
time.
One Super Bowl, right. But the money he made, do you think he lived up to that? But I would tell Telmo, my two cents, Donnie, is every day I saw Aaron Rodgers perform, I knew I was physically and the guy in command was watching one of the top quarterbacks to ever do it. That's just me. He got one Super Bowl, but he was so great, Stoney, they feel like he should have had four. But I don't think the Packers regret paying him. I mean, they had a litany of problems. And again, I can't justify Aaron Rodgers was perfect, but to me, Telmo, he lived up to that contract.
I mean, the idea, forget what the – whatever Rodgers got paid when he got paid was at the high end of the scale. But – I mean, you can't compare Purdy to Aaron Rodgers.
And I guess that's what I was doing for Telmo.
Not at this point.
Because we could do that with Herbert.
Like this
the
is
physical stuff is...
And I don't want to get... Yeah. But the 209 kind of puts it the way...
Herbert's a bad dude.
209. Can Brock put a team on his back and create plays on his own to win a game? The answer's probably no. The quarterbacks you named are elite. Give Brock $32 million and call it a day.
And then how many quarterbacks could win that way outside of Mahomes?
Well,
we're doing the math. We're mathing too much. Like a team's job in front office is to try to minimize.
I'm just trying to do it all by yourself. In 2 years, Brock Purdy has not shown me I'm paying him as much as Lamar Jackson.
I can understand that.
I'm not paying him as much as Justin Herbert.
But would you be shocked if it had to come down now and they did it? Let's just fast forward everything.
Well, I need to know what happened.
He got paid. He had the same performance these last 2 years. You wouldn't be shocked that the Niners gave him a new deal.
For how much?
Let's say 30.
30?
Yeah.
But they'll never get him for 30.
I was saying because he was so new that, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't asking
Let's stop and do it this way. How do they do this year? The Niners, this upcoming year, in your scenario?
They lose in the second round.
Okay. And then what's your question?
It looks kind of the same. Let's 35 mil. I think Brock Purdy would sign his John Hancock on that and keep it moving without a Super Bowl.
Why would you think that?
Well, I'm asking you then, what are we using to keep – you've explained why you're keeping him out of the top tier or he doesn't belong, but you got to two Super Bowls.
Right.
I'm relatively new, and I've got you to NFC Championship game, and I got you to the playoffs
because
again.
Because that's not the way Kyle looks at it. No. I don't think Kyle looks at it like he got us – but like the idea that Brock will – let's say Brock is as good or better this year, but they don't win it. Then, like, that's what I'm saying. The decision is, are you giving him 40-plus or not? You ain't getting him
if
at 28.
If Danny got 40, Brock's getting 40. Even if he – this is not fair.
But you can't pay Brock 45 just because Daniel Jones got 40. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I get it. They're going to bring that to the table.
But if you get to if Brock gets him to another Super Bowl, Stoney, come on. It's almost like he won the Super Bowl,
You know, there's a lot coming in on the text line from the guy. You won't get him for 30? Steiny's delusional. You think you could get Brock for 30? Well, that's a different conversation.
Well,
if we can get him for 30, we're probably not having the conversation. Right. But
you're talking about the 50, like resetting the market.
That's what what the owner talked about. And that's, look, can we just, how about if we all agree on this? It's all going to depend on this year.
Hello, that's been my theme. I really believe that.
What if he gets hurt?
Exactly.
Could you imagine?
Of course, it's a quarterback in the NFL.
I hear you guys.
Yes, I can imagine.
No, well, what would the again? Here we go. So you change on me, Stoney. Like Brandon Ayuk, they don't have to redo his deal right now. They technically could be gangsters and say, "We'll talk to you."
You think they're going to do that?
No, I was just saying, if Brock got hurt, what are they going to do? If Brock got hurt this year, I don't think a contract is imminent. Let's just say he missed a year.
Oh, there'll be a contract imminent for Joshua Dobbs.
Oh, boy.
There'll be a contract imminent.
I'm excited, man, because there's a lot, and rightfully so, what player doesn't have pressure
on him. The bottom line
is this.
Brock Purdy needs to put another year behind his belt before you can think about paying him like the big boys. That's where I'm coming from on 95.7 The Game, especially when you know your team is super loaded right now because because you're not paying the quarterback. What's coming up next is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What? No, we got baseball tomorrow. Yes, opening day. It should be a holiday like they do in Cincinnati. Every game should be a day game. Evan was at the yard last night.
Well, that'll boost attendance.
Why do you?
Oh, yeah, no, it's...
It's not sour.
Maybe they should play those 11:05 a.m. games like they do in Boston for Patriots
Day. Spoiled milk. So you just got a mechanism in you that he can down you. Evan, how was the tribute to Panda?
Oh, it was great. First of all, I will say 5:05 is a great time for a first pitch.
I didn't like it. I was watching the Warriors and flipped over. It's damn near over.
Well, usually they don't play at 4:30.
Yeah, I know, but still.
But no, it was actually really cool. Like, Pablo Sandoval was basically getting his final, appearance in a Giants jersey. That's to sign him to a contract. He's probably not going to be on the team. Came out to a standing O, got teared up, and then got a hit and was probably his final at-bat ever.
I mean, that's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What you call Stoney?
I know you're waiting for
some kind of
sarcastic one-liner from me, but you're not going to find it here.
Will you admit Panda was one of the? I got my new bowl up there because I was there.
Oh my God!
It's one of the big time Bay Area fan favorites.
Certainly, much bigger than Manute Bol.
I love Manute when he hit a three.
Because Sandoval won titles.
Yeah, I hit 3 home runs in the World Series, 2 off of Verlander.
Thank you for the recap.
Give us somebody else that would go in that group.
And remember, here you go. I'll do you one better. Remember after the, I think it was the second homer, Verlander goes, wow.
Oh, look at you.
Think I don't know baseball.
Look at you. No, I've never
what was your question?
Who would fill out Mount Rushmore for Bay Area fan? Not great on the field, but you could be that too, fan favorite. I'm going to put George Kittle on there. You don't like that? It's okay. It's nothing personal.
Steph Curry has to be number one.
Well, when you're that great, you're going to get on everything, but you can't pick Steph.
But about Bonds wasn't
like
a fan
Nick
favorite.
Young.
What about him?
A guy like that.
Nobody liked him.
That's it.
Nobody liked Nick Young. Nobody.
Okay, JaVale McGee.
No! Stop!
Give me somebody.
I thought you meant guys like Tim Lincecum.
Freak. I could see him on there, but he was too kind of, I'm talking not obscure, but guys that weren't the greatest, but were okay on the team.
What do you give me for Pablo Sandoval's equivalent being Andre Iguodala?
I think Sandoval's more popular.
Than Iguodala?
Yeah, I do.
Iggy in his heyday?
I think Sandoval's more popular.
I'll say that's a tie. That's a great one, Evan.
Well, I'm saying it's not a tie.
Well, to be honest,
Sandoval wins.
He wasn't a role. He was the man for a little bit.
Sandoval was a better player for the Giants.
Okay, all right. That's where I was going. I'll give you that.
Favorite
is not good on the field.
Stoney, we don't have to fight about everything. Chill out. But to me, if you're making a list of fan favorites, like Iguodala can't touch Pablo Sandoval.
All right.
Sandoval was loved. And yes, the Panda Hats had a lot to do with it. Hunter Pence is a good name.
Oh, that's a great name. And bang, that's okay. And
his popularity survived him chasing
that's a great
78 one. Million curveballs out of the strike zone at the end
give
of
the
career.
Give me a 49er, not
soft
current.
Soft bouncer to short.
Yeah. Give me a current non-49er.
For?
Give me a 49er not on the currently on the roster.
Like a fan favorite?
Yeah.
A fan favorite, 49er.
Well, I was
going to
say Frank Gore was God.
Yeah.
But he was too good to kind of be on there, but people loved him.
Never won. I'm just kidding.
Willis?
What's the question?
Guys that are not like all-stars that were fan favorites.
For the Niners.
Yeah, or all the Bay Area in general. We got Iggy. We got Panda. And that was...
I think Kittle's up there.
Yeah, but again, my criteria was you can't be currently on a roster.
Okay.
Brandon Crawford was too good.
I think people like Dre Greenlaw.
Man, I like the Hunter Pence and Greenlaw.
Now, that wouldn't have popped into my head, yeah. Dre Greenlaw.
Well, give me a Warrior.
I'm trying to think of a Niner.
Okay. Well, you do that, like Evan, if you can't give me a Warrior.
So, basically, from Harbaugh to Shanahan.
Yeah.
Or the 2000.
Yeah.
Well, then we're
Sean
going to,
Livingston.
But then we're going to champions.
And Sean Livingston. Like, who didn't like? That's a great one.
Hey, you're not talking, not a starter, but.
You got Sean Livingston.
How come nobody's followed those breadcrumbs?
Well, he was working with the organization.
Why do you think he left?
Tell us why you think he left.
I'm not going to tell you why I think he left. I'll make something up.
Won't be your first time.
How come Sean Livingston wasn't in the running for the Warriors general manager? Mm-hmm.
What are his qualifications?
And Evan, and I love...
He's working in the front office since he retired.
But Steiny, don't you think that was too fast?
With all due respect, what are Mike's qualifications?
Dunleavy? He was the assistant GM for
and
3 years.
And watched him.
Livingston worked as Bob's right-hand man. As a liaison?
Title was like player development.
Yeah, no.
No, but he was scouting, too.
Yeah.
Community
okay,
events?
But you like, really why, don't feel... Okay, yeah. Why was Sean Livingston just glossed over?
Well, we don't know that.
I know we don't. I said I'm making stuff up. But maybe there's something to it now.
Because if we want to do that, we can say, why didn't Kirk Lacob get the gig?
Why isn't Buster Posey the GM?
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, look, can I do one at a time? Yeah. Ask your question.
Why didn't Kurt Lacob get the gig if...
Because Joe is about protecting his sons at a point when this organization very volatile.
Well, you went there with that. All right, man.
Why wouldn't I go there with that?
No, I just...
And then what was yours? What was yours, Evan? I got an answer to everything.
Posey?
He didn't want it. Posey just...
We came back.
Posey's
but
like,
Livingston did.
We don't know that.
And that.
I said I was making up Posey. I mean, I was making up.
Oh, okay.
I'm just throwing it back at you.
I don't think. Do you think Posey would want to be the GM? I actually don't.
Yeah, no way.
Why? Doesn't have the qualifications?
No, just I don't. I think he wants. He's a family guy.
You know what?
Some guys like being home with the kids,
and some guys just like
I
saying
tell something.
It.
Don't. But hey, they got Orlando tonight. This is random. Well. Opening day tomorrow. You're in a baseball fantasy league.
I'm in two. Actually, I'm in
what's
one.
This?
I'm just like I'm starting to just take after you and just lie and just blurt things.
I don't ever lie on my. Listen, Paulo Banchero, he's special. Okay. I think everybody has a comp in regard to their
here
game.
We go.
So I tease this with you and Evan. Here I go, and I ain't shamed.
I'm gonna be honest. There's a guy I was thinking about.
Dude, this is scary.
Hold on, let me do this real quick. All right.
This is a two-show
segment. I'm
going
to whisper it to you.
Yeah, okay. I got my right
hold on. Let me turn my mic off.
Hold on. I turn my headphones are off. All right, here we go. I didn't even hear you. I just heard you. You're a bad whisperer.
All right,
I didn't hear you. Okay, here we go. Now, all this, too, is DNA-wise.
Sure.
He reminds me of a young LeBron James.
Oh,
I know Bron was 6'9". Dick Banchero is 6'10". He went and made a move against the list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He made a move against the Kings, Evan, Saturday, and it was the God gift from the basketball guys in the sky. Like, I've only seen one other guy do that big, Evan, and it was so fluid.
What about Kuminga?
No, Kuminga ain't.
Is Vaquero better than Kuminga?
No, Kuminga is. I mean, Vaquero is a bigger, like LeBron. Like, he's bigger than Kuminga.
Yeah, I'm out on that comparison.
They're both 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. I just brought it up. So they got the same weight. But he's got some stuff that when
I
he
don't
gets
believe
it,
he's nearly as strong
what
as LeBron.
What Steiny whispered in my ear, I thought was a reach. But
oh, you got
it. No, I said
that.
It was who he, I thought he was going to say.
No. And you can tell him now.
I thought you were going to say Carmelo Anthony. 6'8".
Yeah, but Carmelo was more pudgy than... But you watch Vaquero tonight.
He's got the barrel like, chest. Wait,
no. I thought you were going to say Weber.
Well, Weber was taller, I believe. But just watch him tonight. He ain't as super fast, but when he's coming downhill...
God, I just want to disagree with him sometimes.
No, but he's got some LeBron.
He's got no LeBron. He's got nothing.
He puts that shoulder down.
Oh, he's got nothing.
Night.
Yeah, like he did against the Kings when he went 8-for-23.
Dude, that was a bad game.
I think that was the Warriors.
He dunked one to where I was like, oh, my.
So it sounds like you'd rather have Vaquero instead of Kuminga.
Oh, my gosh. I would tell anybody that right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there is no. Steiny, what are you talking about?
So you want to get rid of Kuminga?
No, I'm saying I
you
would take him right over Kuminga. Kuminga, I love you. Gotta go.
Why do you want to get rid of Jonathan Kuminga? Hey, that segment was sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.